Sustainable Sally, who I believe was Mustang Sally just a couple of days ago. Is that right?
Good afternoon. Yes, I've got a photo to prove that, actually. I'll show you in the break. Yes.
Excellent. Now, we have a special guest in the studio, Executive Director of Villawood Properties, Rory Costello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dennis. How are you, Sally?
Hello, Rory. It's lovely to have you with us. We're talking all things sustainability as far as in the home.
Yes, and yesterday on the program, we were talking about the changing face of Melbourne suburbs. Mm-hmm. One fella rang in, I think, from Bayswater. He was talking about the fact that he has got the only house left in his street. All the rest have been flattened and are now units, and it's causing all sorts of issues. Now, Villawood Properties, Rory, I know you're celebrating 30 years, but you've taken a whole different approach to development.
Yeah, we're trying to lead the community space in leading and creating good communities and vibrant communities where everyone sort of becomes friends with each other. And also just trying to spearhead the sustainability approach as well.
And how are you doing that?
Well, there's a few things we're doing. Our latest project is called Akariva. It's a partnership with South East Water, where we're delivering some amazing infrastructure savings in water use to about 460 homes down at Lyndhurst.
Mm-hmm. And so what are we saving here? We're talking, because we really need to think about saving our water, don't we? It's a big problem. You were saying to me before that could be by, 2030 that we're going to be short of water here in Melbourne.
Yeah,
very short of water.
Australia itself and Melbourne could be. Mm. If Melbourne grows at the rate it's going by sometime between 2030 and 2050, if we don't change our ways, we will run out of water.
How's that, Dennis? We're going to run out of water. We think we never would, but we can.
That is not good for my showers, I'll tell you right now.
No.
Rory, you, there are so many things you've been doing over these 3 decades. It's all started out in Bendigo. But for every block you sell, Villawood is given a block of bushland. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We bought a whole lot of farms just north within the Cammeray National Park, north of Bendigo. So for every square metre of land we sell, we give back to the Peak Victoria the same square metre of farmland, which in effect we buy a 300-acre farm. They just pull the fences down within about 5 years because it's in the middle of a forest already. All the gum trees just pop back up again and the kangaroos come in. So that we're actually increasing the size of the national park.
Yeah, and retaining the habitat too and supporting the local habitat, which is extremely important, bird life.
And there's some lovely honey crate on that paddock as well.
Yes, which I've just received a tub of. Thank you so much.
You enjoy it, Sally.
I will.
Very happy for you. Rory, this is not the standard sort of developer-type ethos.
You would hope people would strive to go that way, but we just like to. Mm. We believe in it personally, and it's got to be have leadership from the top, I believe. So long as we believe in what you're doing, and I've got 4 daughters who push me along in all sorts of community and environmental matters as well, plus some other people in my family who are in the environmental space. So I just get encouraged by seeing good things. I was up in Pyramid Hill on the weekend, and the farmer up there, my old engineering mate of mine, he can't grow wheat anymore because the seasons are getting too short. So he said, we've got to start really reducing our power usage and our fossil fuels to get the carbon down so we can actually stem the rot of what's happening in the farming areas.
So how are you doing that, speaking of power?
On the power side of things, at our Akariva project, everybody's got to put on a 3.5 kilowatt solar system, plus we're actually giving everybody a 5 kilowatt battery, which they can then save about 62% of their power bill. And if they upgrade to a 5 kilowatt system with a 7 kilowatt battery, which won't cost them much extra, they can then save up to 92% of their power bill. So that's a dramatic change in their power use.
Mm, so from a budget perspective,
budget is
right up there.
When you've got $3,000 plus power bills, a lot of people now, if you can save 92%, if you can have a power bill going forward of under $500. You'd be a happy family.
It's pretty exciting to know that there's a property developer. I hope there are a lot more like you. But
so do I.
It's just one I happen to have come across. But and you say in some of your material that raising kids is a community responsibility, not just a parental duty. That's a very important part of what you're doing. And your developments, as you mentioned before, create community. And that's one thing we're really lacking.
Yes, and we're seeking.
And seeking.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we haven't got time to talk about all my little bugbears on community side of things, but if we get through the water topics, we can move on to the community topics.
I want to talk about ambient temperature and how important it is. You're talking about housing estates and homes that are doing their best. The Cape are really out there, aren't they? They're doing a wonderful job and building, 8-star homes that are creating that ambient temperature inside so we don't need to be using our power to heat and cool, which is really key.
Well, Brendan Condon, who leads that project, and all his team of builders, they're building some amazing houses, which have an ambient temperature between 18 and 23 degrees between winter and summer. So when it's, you know, it's, I've walked into a house there at 35 degrees, it's only 23 inside. They don't need cooling. Mm. It's all been, it's the fabric of the house having a lot of the thermal mass on the inside of the house instead of bricks on the outside of the house. And once again, all the right windows facing north over winter to get the sunshine coming in and actually warming up the thermal mass on the inside. They get these beautiful temperatures during the winter as well. So
it's just practical stuff, though.
And some of them getting power, some of them getting positive. They're building eight to ten star houses, but averaging about a bit over 8 star. And some of them actually getting positive power bills. They're actually getting money back from the power company rather than actually, and they can then sell power to their neighbours and completely be sustainable themselves. And I think it's really exciting. So what I'm trying to do is push the industry, all the builders now, get them excited to actually lift the game to go to 8 star, because 8 star house uses half the amount of power of a 6 star house, which is a really significant change.
Mm. Is there any pushback, or are they coming along with you?
We've just run a couple of seminars with Brendan and Tony, a few of the crew down there, and between ourselves and South East Water. So South East Water and ourselves are pushing the water side of things. And I think the Cape guys are pushing more of the energy saving side of things, because they are the builders. And between the combined intellect of the two of us, I think there's some just really exciting savings to be made.
You've also been a big supporter of the Royal Children's Hospital and also of Neil's Wheel as well, which we've competed on, and you've raised more money than me. But that connection with the Children's Hospital, that's been going back for a few years.
I think everyone loves the Royal Children's Hospital because we develop in the outer suburbs, and our suburbs, by definition, generally growing families, and everyone either has someone in the Royal Children's Hospital, which I did with one of my daughters, or they know if someone had someone in the Royal Children's Hospital, so everyone has that affinity for it, and everyone just loves being part of it, and all our shareholders love being part of it.
But you're doing it. That's the important thing.
You've got to have tangible actions. There's no point talking about it. Tangible actions.
Rory Costello, Executive Director of Villawood Properties. Congratulations on the trip so far, and keep up the great work.
Yes.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Rory.
We will take a break. More with Sally after the break. Your calls, 96900 693 or 13 13 32. It's 16 to 2.
The gym is 3AW's coverage of round 20. Well, this is what you missed.
Long kick for... Oh, magnificent Mark Ryan! Going full tilt with the flight of the ball. Three running at him and he's clawed it. Man, that was brave.
That is as brave as you can get.
Finish it off, Liam Ryan. Starters, 20 out. He's kicked the goal.
Gee, that's a... inspirational piece of play.
With thanks to McDonald's, 3AW is football.
As a mother of two, 50 Up Club member Joanne wanted to know her life insurance would cover her if something happened. It helps her know that her family is protected, and that's what life insurance, well, that's what it's all about. And that's why Joanne switched to life insurance at 50upclub.com to Noble Oaks My Protection Plan and saved 20% off her premiums for the life of the cover. That's 20% off your life insurance premiums for the life of the cover when you switch to Noble Oaks My Protection Plan at 50upclub.com. Switching can help keep money in your pocket, and 50 Up Club member Joanne is proof. Any advice provided is general in nature. You should read the product disclosure statement and see if the product is right for you. That's 50upclub.com.
Has a road accident cost you everything? Don't give up on getting a fair go. If you've been seriously injured on the road, call Maurice Blackburn today. We fight for fair.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a robot at home to mow your lawn and wash the car?
At least you've got robot building supplies at work.
Steel,
sleepers,
wire mesh,
timber,
roofing,
and more.
Robots got it at the lowest prices, like square and round tubing in prime and gal. Starting from $14.70 for 20 by 20 by 1.6 prime tubes, 6.5 metres long. Robot.
Notting Hill,
Sunshine,
Preston,
Drumana,
Pakenham,
Coldstream,
and Darna.
Call 1300-GO-ROBOT
or order at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
ROBOT. Robot building supplies.
Live a little tastier at Crown as our chefs transform fresh seasonal produce into our new hearty flavours menu. Treat yourself to mouth-watering Bendigo Chicken Kiev served with smoky potatoes and a side of green beans, including a selected drink and 4 hours of multi-level parking, all for just $15. Excludes public holidays. Visit crownmelbourne.com.au for full menu, terms and conditions. Crown practices responsible service of alcohol. Participating venues or on the casino floor. Patrons must be 18 plus.
You don't want your business to be front page news for the wrong reasons. Your employees have a right to a safe work environment, free from bullying, discrimination, and harassment. SafeTrack's award-winning online learning solutions can help educate your staff in fair work practices. Improve morale, increase staff retention, and protect your brand. Talk to SafeTrack, Australia's best compliance training provider. Google SafeTrack Compliance or call 1800 170 830.
It's 13 to 2 with Sustainable Sally and online Sal, Councillor Cathy Oak, Chair of the Environment Portfolio at the City of Melbourne. Councillor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And you have got some news for us about what's happening with waste in the city.
Oh, well, we're a group of councils across Victoria who are looking for solutions to the supposed waste crisis, the recycling crisis that we're all needing to be part of the solution. So
exactly, that's what we need to be, part of the solution. And there's about 30 councils involved there.
We're one of the unfortunate councils that are in the situation where our recycling is currently, recyclable materials that have been collected in our community is not going to be recycled. It's going to landfill, and that's not a good situation. And one we're certainly not wanting to be in, but, you've got to manage that immediate situation but also look at solutions. And the City of Melbourne has been a supporter of container deposit legislation for a long time, and it's frustrating that we're not
there yet.
Seeing any movement in that case in Victoria, whereas, pretty much the rest of Australia
is
already
doing
has
it.
A scheme in place.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate for it as well. I think it's a must.
Why have we been dragging the chain?
It's a very good question, one I can't answer.
No,
we're the progressive Victoria,
Yeah, well, I'm interested in, there's obviously a parliamentary inquiry underway in Victoria, and certainly container deposit legislation is one of the things that are, one of the topics that are coming up in that, in those conversations. But, legislation has been put to the Victorian Parliament multiple times and has been not supported by the major parties. And, this isn't about making it political. It's like just, I think that we need to move to just finding a solution rather than looking at it as a political thing.
And it's not that we know it doesn't work. It works. So there's
no
reason
to... I was just reading in Queensland that as probably one of the more recent adopters of the container legislation, they're like months ahead of their predicted, targets. And, they've seen millions, hundreds of millions of containers returned. And more importantly, it's reduced the amount of litter, I believe, by, 35%, which is, the purpose is about creating a scheme whereby not only we're encouraging the industry to have better packaging, so, you get the industry pays for the containers and you pay dependent on the material that you're using, but it also allows the community and local governments to play their part in collecting good quality materials for recyclables and provides it to an industry to use it. So you're collecting, you're creating a stream, you're encouraging, incentives into a system in a multi-pronged approach. It's a no-brainer, and one that it's frustrating that it's not there for a solution right now.
Okay, and one of the other problems, of course, is the separation and contamination, two other big problems I really wanted to chat to you about as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, well, that's right, and this container deposit scheme certainly provides one avenue for separation, but we need to be looking at other solutions as well. And, the City of Melbourne is in an interesting situation in that the majority of our residents do live in high-rise towers, so when you're looking at solutions for source separation, we need to look at how our buildings are designed and planned for, and that the current systems make it limiting for residents to do source separation. So the City of Melbourne is certainly looking at how we use facilities that we already provide in some of our laneways. How do we be more innovative in providing communal areas for separating waste?
In high-rise, Cathy and Sally, it's going to be probably something that won't possibly be ripe for a long time, because there's one that I stay at here, not far from the station here, and you've got one rubbish bin for sort of bottles or whatever, and there's a chute for the rest of the stuff, and that's the separation.
That's it. There it is. That's not much separating, and there's no one separating at the other end of the chute.
No. And so that's going to be a huge problem with an increasing number of high-rise buildings.
Well, that's right. So again, you know, there's so many parts of the chain that need to be fixed.
I know.
And we're doing our best. I mean, there's a lot of great examples of buildings in the city where, you know, in their basements there are, there's a chute, yes, but for landfill, but the residents are encouraged to actually sort into the different, the different containers into different bins, but... And we need to be offering more opportunities. But, you know, we also need a lot of investment into the use of these products once they are sorted. I mean, a huge issue is that there is an investment in the local industry to use the materials once we're, you know, even if we can educate the community and everyone gets on board clean, you know, non-contaminated, sorted materials, we need investment in that industry to use those materials. So we need... procurement targets.
We do.
We need the government to actually say we will buy materials with recycled content.
Yes.
And have real target
purpose for them.
This is going to provide employment.
Exactly.
It does.
Exactly.
And then we can encourage the consumer to make sure they buy that product. They look and see that product's been made out of recycled material. So we're really working to the circular economy, which is what we're aiming to do.
Kathy, is there a city in Australia or somewhere around the world where listeners could go online and see the way they do it? Is there a standout?
Denmark? Denmark? Well, yep. I mean, Milan, I believe, you know, they've got really strong not only procurement targets about their percentages of recycled material in their products, but they also have a quite neat system of separating their materials. Obviously, you know, South Australia's been leading the way with respect to their container deposit scheme for decades.
Long time.
I've had people, Kathy, arguing with me on the phone over decades. I've heard politicians arguing that it just doesn't work, and here we are, the only state now not doing it.
Yes, and we know it does work.
Who's saying it doesn't work, right? Is, you know, I think that the jobs that can be created, the funds that can go back to families and charities, you know, there's so much opportunity. But ultimately, this is about solving a recycling situation in Australia, and whilst jobs and refunds are absolutely important, we need to be looking at, you know, what do we do with the recycled materials in Australia, and we, you know, to
as
we
a
shouldn't
whole.
Be looking at how do we make sure we can send it offshore. We need to meet, you know, how do we deal with it onshore?
It's our waste. We've got to deal with it.
Councillor Kathy Oak, Chair of the Environment Portfolio at Melbourne City Council, thank you for giving us a few minutes this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. 5 to 2. Back shortly with Sally.
One of Australia's most loved dramas is back.
A little slice of paradise.
Tonight on 9.
Sea Change returns with Pearl Bay's favourites and the all-new faces.
I don't even want to be a mother.
We can survive this. We're family. That's what we do.
Sigrid Thornton.
Brooke Satchwell.
And Darren McMullen.
In your new Tuesday night obsession.
Hello, stranger.
Sea Change starts tonight after the block on 9.
Get ready for a getaway of endless blue skies, sparkling blue seas, and one of the most sought-after hotels in Greece, with a stay at the Olanda Peninsula All-Suite Hotel, all thanks to luxury escapes. In a private suite perched upon Crete's most beautiful coastline, and with leisurely access to the island's largest seafront pool, you'll feel like you've found idyllic luxury at the edge of the world. Your stay includes breakfast, a three-course dining experience at your choice of 8 restaurants, and a welcome drink on arrival. Does it sound too good to wait? If you choose to travel between the 1st of September and October 8, you'll also receive the tasty bonus inclusion of nightly dinners. They're 4 nights sure to leave you refreshed. Valued at over $2,500, yours for just $1,249. Go to luxuryescapes.com or download the app. Luxury Escapes, the world's best holidays.
Be coffee clever at 7-Eleven. Enjoy smooth, rich, cafe-quality coffee for the very un-cafe-like price of $1. Rethink your daily grind. Choose freshly ground coffee from 7-Eleven. good call.
As you navigate through aged care, you need a team you can trust and rely on for the support you need. With over 20 years' experience, Regis Aged Care can guide you through your journey. Regis is one of Australia's largest aged care providers. They offer a diverse range of aged care programs, each tailored to the unique needs of residents. Live in comfort on your terms at Regis Aged Care. The support you need. Call 1300 998 100 or visit regis.com.au.
Dreaming of transforming your outdoor space? Unearth new ideas at the Backyard and Garden Show. See the latest outdoor products and pick up expert tips this weekend with free entry to the Spa and Pool Show next door, Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre.
Coffee?
Thanks, Jen. Mum's in a panic. Dad was the Minister for Finance, and now he's gone. She doesn't know what to do with their money. I don't feel confident giving her advice.
Well, you can advise her this, to see Collins House for good independent financial advice.
Good thinking. Mum can trust Collins House. I trust them to help her.
I've got their details right here. 9629 6922, collinshouse.com.
AFSL 449146.
You can't get a Rolex for $100, and there's no way you'd get a brand new Ferrari for a couple of grand. We all know you get what you pay for. The same is true with pressure cleaners. Cheap foreign imports lack reliable muscle, but Spitwater pressure cleaners are strong, powerful, and built to last. So avoid the fakes and get a pressure cleaner that's Aussie made for tough Aussie conditions. Get a Spitwater. Call 1300 Spitwater or see spitwater.com.au. Spitwater. That's what it does.
With 5, 6, 7
Winston showrooms across Melbourne.
It's easy to explore my exceptional range of blinds, doors, shutters and awnings.
At Blackburn, Toorak and Hoppers Crossing. Nobody does it like
Winston with a Y.com.au.
3AW Afternoons with Dennis Walter. Thanks to 3 Point Motors, Mercedes-Benz in Fairfield, Kew and Epping.
It is 2-2. The sillies along. Also, we're putting the spotlight on Dental Health Week as well after 2, and the quiz to come. Plus, what's going to happen with interest rates? Dominic Alfacci at around 2:30 this afternoon. Sal, anything we need to wrap up on?
Yes, I just want to say to everybody, please don't stop your fantastic recycling habits. Check your council, because even though they might not be picking up your recycling from your home, you can drop them off at some of your local depots at your council, so make sure you check in there. And the other big message here, while we're going through this difficult time, try and reduce the amount of waste that you're creating in your home. Just think a little bit differently. It's a great habit to get into anyway, but this is a good... we really need to do it right now.
It's little steps.
It's little steps make big change.
Thank you. Confucius say.
Oh, that's right.
Sally Williams, where can people find you online?
SustainableSally.com.au.
All right, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You will.
Dental Health Week. Darren James always says, be true to your teeth. I'll never be false to you. We possibly should do this at 2:30, but we're not. We're doing it straight after the news. That's next.
The latest news for A1 Blinds. Want